Proclamation number 1951 dated the June 13th, 1941. Suicide. Fate in the beyond. The path of the flesh has to be taken until the end. That is, every being also has to experience the embodiment as a human being. The earthly path prior to this cannot be deliberately shortened or interrupted. However, in the stage of free will, the human being is able to use his free will and therefore also end his earthly life as a human being arbitrarily without being prevented. But the consequences of such interference in divine will are awful. A person like that is still immature, that is, he is without recognition or he would not take this step which deprives him of the great blessing, to be able to improve his character until God himself ends his life. Nevertheless, he will become aware of his wretched action in the beyond and his remorse will be beyond description. If it is God's will to end a life, irrespective of whether the person is still young and not ready for eternity, then God recognizes the necessity of it and terminating the earthly life as an act of grace, either to avert peril from the soul or to offer this soul an opportunity in the beyond that will raise its state of maturity within a short period of time. The forcible termination of life is, however, spiritually a great step backwards, for the being is suddenly without strength to improve itself and depends on the mercy of the beings of light or people, that is to say, if they don't help, it will forever remain on the same level of imperfection. The soul first has to come to realize this in the beyond, which will trigger an indescribable state of remorse. But if the soul is willing, it will use every opportunity to be helpful, yet its struggle will be too difficult for words. In a manner of speaking, it is to carry on bearing the earthly suffering in the beyond, which it had wanted to escape. The same things it had thrown away are still clinging to it and torment it dreadfully. Yet God is not without mercy even towards the soul which had disregarded his will, providing the soul is not entirely obstinate. After some time, which to the soul seems to last forever, it will also be given tasks in the beyond which will ease its situation. And then it will have to use its will again. If it agrees to help suffering souls in the beyond, it will soon notice an obvious improvement in its circumstances. But this may well be after the time God had designated for its actual earthly life. Thus it will not have arbitrarily shortened its earthly path after all and will still have to linger in the state of suffering in the beyond, that it thought unbearable on earth, until God takes pity on the soul. Hence its intervention in divine will was entirely pointless. It deprived it of the grace to mature fully on earth, but by no means ended the ordeal of earthly existence. Consequently, such souls are pitiable, for it will take a long time until they are redeemed, and the awareness to have thrown God's blessing away is so agonizing for the soul that it is in a sorry state in the beyond. Such souls are especially in need of people's prayers. Only people's love on earth can relieve their torments and impart the strength to improve their fate by using their will. Inasmuch as the soul in the beyond is prepared to be of service and thereby, after an apparently endless time, will be able to change its lightless abode which, understandably, is its share, fate, until it is saved by God's love and mercy. Amen.